Well, another day, another dollar here in post-apocalyptic America. And, you know, we leave this show on the top of things. I don't want to keep going with new episodes when what we came out with is pretty new to most people still. So the existence of globalists, or internationalists, as I like to call them, and their interest in occult practices, you know, some people label all this human sacrifice and dark stuff as Satanism. But among the elite themselves, people in corporate media that I used to rub shoulders with, as well as celebrities and stuff, they regard it as thelema. They don't consider it Satanism. They regard it as thelema, which is the religion really laid down by Aleister Crowley, who was close with the British royal family and was kind of like their Rasputin. You know, like their spiritual advisor was this guy Crowley. And it's all kind of dark magic stuff. But, you know, the episode from about a month ago, Chrome Club, I think June 21st episode date, or June 22nd, one of the two. Just go back like a month ago, that episode Chrome Club is a pretty thorough walkthrough of how the elite were outed by those WikiLeaks emails. You know, and what the deep state actually is. You know, literal cannibals in the D.C. and Virginia area. Cannibals and pedos and believers in this occult form of religion that most people don't even know about, thelema. And the possible impact of things like adrenochrome and adrenal abuse and how it's not tested. They don't test for whether there's adrenochrome in your system. So in some ways, it's like the perfect psychedelic for engineers and higher-up members of the military and stuff. When I say engineers, I mean like people in Silicon Valley. This is supposedly what they started using after they stopped using LSD. In the late 70s, early 80s, there was this transition to adrenochrome because it's both untestable and apparently better. You know, apparently better in terms of allowing these people to come up with novel ideas they would not have otherwise. And, you know, this is the stuff that the truth community used to talk about. And I'm not saying I know any of these things with certainty. It's just informed speculation. But this is the stuff that truthers used to talk about. And now it's all just this weird promotion of Trump, like I've discussed before. So you can't talk about anything else unless it's under the auspices of Trump World and QAnon promoters, right? And this stuff is not what QAnon talks about, because QAnon was a distraction from all this stuff bubbling up. Those WikiLeaks emails, people were on top of it. You know, people were figuring it out correctly. And so why does Q post again recently after a two-year silence, right? Just posted the other week or a couple weeks ago. So it has to post again because now people are figuring out all the right stuff. Millions of people have had enough time to digest those disturbing WikiLeaks emails. And millions of people have come to the conclusion that Maxwell and the late Jeffrey Epstein were in charge of a human trafficking and influence ring that's much bigger than anybody realized at the time. It was practically running the whole world, right? I mean, you got Jeffrey Epstein was using the Queen of England's private cabin, was using that as a getaway for him and Miss Maxwell. Incredible, the level of connection these people had to the highest levels of power in our society. And so Q comes along because somebody doesn't want you guys to just organically figure stuff like that out. And then from there, you jump to the next little stepping stone, which is these are the people who own the central banks. These weird pizza heads and their thelema practice. Many of them are low-end inherited trillionaires. They inherit their money. It's kind of obscured. You don't see them on the fortune lists because they're not producing products. They're not tied to public companies like Elon Musk and Tesla or Tim Cook and Apple, right? So you don't see them making money, but they own the whole damn game board. And that's not, you know, anti-Semitic in any respect. Again, these people practice thelema. Has nothing to do with mainstream Judaism. Has very little to do with Kabbalah, for that matter. And So these people own the whole board, and they own a lot of the media. When I was attacked by that guy at the Daily Beast, I said, why don't you read the emails instead of just smearing my character? Why don't you read some of these emails and tell me what you think? And he said, oh no, that stuff's above my pay grade. Oh no, that stuff is above my pay grade. Almost like he was more an operative, more of a cover-up operative than any kind of real, you know, dispassionate investigative journalist writing for a news site. This was simply a cover-up man. And to an extent, it's a fallen world. These people play with our nation's children. We're flying them out to an island to tie them to dental chairs and torture them to death. And if you get enough kids together, you get what they call a quote-unquote harvest, an adrenochrome harvest. People have asked me, what is walnut saucing? Why don't you ever answer that? I've answered that more than several times. Walnut saucing is slang for adrenochrome production. That's the credible theory. And so this is the stuff, again, that truthers should at least be batting around. Not just QAnon junk. Not Trump as the latest addition to the Avengers, right? Like he's some Marvel comic character. As I've said before, if you are happy for that stock market pump that Trump carried out for several years, and the quote-unquote strong American worker and all that, if you are able to take some money off the table or advance your interests, great. I'm happy for you. But that won't come again, even if Trump were to be reelected tomorrow. The world knows he's a BS artist now. The world knows he's exactly what he accuses Elon Musk of being. He's a bullshit artist. And so when he tries to talk about the strong American worker when people are dying of unexplained clot shots, or unexplained clots, totally not linked to the clot shot they bum-rushed on everybody. Totally not linked to that, folks, but something's causing a mass die-off of our population, even the young, healthy people, and aneurysms and strokes and stuff in the young at an incidence rate that's never been seen before in human civilization. So something's causing that, and Trump isn't going to just ride in there and the market goes back to being great and people trust the government again. No, we're in a genuinely different era. 2022 is genuinely quite different from 2016. And to an extent, Trump even looks outdated. His slightly overfitting black suits and the red tie, he looks outdated. He looks like something from a 1990s DVD, you know, one of those DVD box sets you see on clearance for like $3 at the convenience store. He looks like he's from another era. We are living in the distant future right now. 2022, heading into 2023 before you know it, just 5 months away. That's the distant future. That's beyond the point in which the Blade Runner movie took place, the original one in the 1980s. It's beyond that point, and it's beyond the end point of Back to the Future, right? When they go to the future, it's actually our past. Think about that. We're living in a date more futuristic than the date in Back to the Future. And so guys like Trump, they look out of date. Like, why aren't we wearing space spandex at this point or something? You know, we should be wearing Starfleet standard uniform just about. We are in the distant future. You got Elon Musk, crazy guy. Crazy, perhaps unfocused guy with undiagnosed ADHD or something. But he's pushing us forward in the area of space tech. You know, space travel, thanks to him and several other companies, it's going to become mundane. Right? There have been something like 600 astronauts so far. 600 people who've gone into orbital space and come back. That number is going to climb into the thousands and then the millions before you know it. Like within my lifetime, as long as I live for the next 10 or 15 years, I'll get to see that. It'll become almost as mundane as air travel. Just something people are able to do. Just something you're able to buy if that's what you're into. Not an extraordinary moment that gets covered on television. Just something that people are able to do. The same way that you can buy an electric car today. Or you can buy a 300 megabit per second internet connection and all it takes is a quick call to your cable company. We're living in the distant fucking future. You got AI, this program DALL-E, right? An AI application so advanced, you tell it what you want it to draw. And it can now not only draw it for you, because they've downloaded this huge repository of high resolution stock images and videos and stuff. They've given it millions of videos and images to work with. Now it can actually create an image that's not real. It's mind-blowing stuff. So for example, you can type in the request box. You can type to Dolly, a Mexican man screaming in front of the Chrysler building as two cops watch, right? So an event that never happened, as far as you can tell. Mexican man screaming in front of the Chrysler building in New York City as two cops watch. And within a matter of seconds, it renders something that looks like a photograph or looks like a very well done oil painting, but basically like a real photograph that it has derived from the images in its database. And it's used some originality like a human artist would, and it creates stuff that wasn't there, right? So it has stock images of all the things you've requested, and then it creates a genuinely new image that is scary relevant to what you asked for. And it'll be like exactly what you asked for, and it'll look convincing. Like there are really two cops looking at a guy screaming in front of a skyscraper in New York, and yet it's just a request you made. And so that's where AI is at now. Think where it's going to be at in 10 years or in 15 years, when it's not just producing images like that, but you'll be able to just plug your brain in for a little while through a Neuralink type device. Plug your brain in and say, hey, 18th century England, the best pub you can find, and make sure there's some money in my pocket so I can pay my bar tab. Like that, you feel like you're in an 18th century pub, and it might not even be a pub that ever existed. It's just one the AI thinks you'll like, and so it spins it up for you, much like the holodeck in Star Trek. Right? This is what I'm talking about. We're living in the distant future, and you got guys like Trump wearing their clown suits, talking about Democrats. And it's like, what the fuck are you even talking about? And cryptocurrency, not good. And it's like, no, crypto is the total future, the 100% future of humanity. As these central banks fall away, people believe more and more in the cryptos they own. Crypto is like the new secret society. It's not as a friend of mine told me a couple of years ago, it's not as important whether you're Mason or Order of the Eastern Star or whatever else that some of these folks are into. It's more important, do you own some crypto? Are you a, you know, big hat, no cattle guy? Or do you actually have some fucking cattle on the blockchain? Do you actually have some coins? That's going to become important in the future because these fiat currencies are all failing. They're all failing, folks. You got Congress working on the Inflation Reduction Act, an act of Congress to battle inflation. That's how bad things are getting. And blockchain is the answer. All these weird QAnon, fake nationalist turd bags, all these turds who spend 20 hours a day live streaming from their, you know, place in the middle of nowhere, they act like they're in tune with DC. Oh, okay. From your RV out in New Mexico. You're in tune with DC. A lot of these people are straight up scammers, but they're leading what's left of the populist movement. Unfortunately, like I've been saying, there's not much of the truther community left. You start talking truther topics and it becomes within minutes, oh, David, Q has talked about this. Oh, David, you don't need to talk about John Podesta or Hillary anymore. They've been taken care of. And it's like, no, they haven't been taken care of. They need their day in court to explain those emails at a minimum. So these weird, creepy people have taken over our truth community. And again, you get stuff like that. Oh, they're all down at Guantanamo for processing. No, they're not. 100% they're not. They're tweeting away. They're going on Bill Maher. They're not down at Guantanamo Bay. And who would put them down at Guantanamo? Merrick Garland is in charge of the DOJ. And he's relatively loyal to Biden, it seems like, so far quite loyal compared to Trump's DOJ picks. So, you know, how disloyal Trump's own people were to him. Not the case with Garland. So who is it? Under whose authority would all these Democrats be shipped down to Guantanamo for some extrajudicial processing? It's total nonsense. And it troubles me that people take that seriously. It troubles me that that was so successful. But again, you look at the QAnon, the fiery flags, And you look at Trump's oversized clown suit. And these people are not aware that we're in the distant future. Crypto has come in. Crypto is no longer a matter of will it be allowed to survive. Crypto has come in. And the future is rapidly advancing. You know, Elon Musk, with his rockets, with perfecting the Methalox rocket, the methane liquid oxygen rocket, that's his recipe, his design, is improving, incremental improvement upon this methane liquid oxygen rocket setup. As that improves, again, you're going to get mundane space travel. You're going to get all kinds of discoveries as people start lassoing some of these asteroids and the Kuiper Belt and sending them back to low Earth orbit. It's going to be a crazy time. And so to be dragged down by this kind of just stinky low vibe fake nationalism. You know, I'd be in favor of real nationalism, real pride in the country, real strength. But we don't have that. Trump, the vaccine pusher, he's not the real thing. Anti-crypto, anti-cannabis, vaccine pusher, just not the real thing. And so if you guys have been enjoying these episodes, definitely get my books. You know, the silver lining of having a lot of listeners again is now you can read more in depth about the stuff that we researched, the stuff at Fulcrum that we researched in our heyday. We made a few books out of it, link in description. Now's the time to read all those. The vast majority of you guys have not read the books, which is fine, but now's the time to read them. And if you enjoy my thoughts, now's the time to get the newsletter. A link will also be in the description. Add your email, then you get the updates throughout the week from me, because I'm not going away, but we've won at podcasting. You know, with essentially no marketing budget, we're above Business Insider and Huffington Post and ABC Nightlines podcast and a whole bunch of others who try hard to get their product up toward the top of the podcast charts. And here we are above them, and we're not even really trying. And so it's been great to see you guys finally understand what I'm talking about in terms of those emails and the Pizza Heads and Epstein Island and walnut saucing. You guys are figuring it out. Don't cave into this fake golden calf bullshit of QAnon and Trump. Trump is literally just down in Florida eating McDonald's and reading fax messages from Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. He's not saving the world. He's not testing your faith or testing your loyalty. He's literally just a fucking boomer in a clown suit eating Mickey D's every day. So you got to think a little bit bigger. We're in the distant future. Read those books. Get the newsletter. Again, if you're relatively new to all this research, go back about a month ago. Listen to that episode, Chrome Club, and then share it with friends and family who you think would be interested in kind of a deep dive into what the elite are potentially into. Allegedly into. And that's really it, folks. Thank you so much for letting me clear the air. You know, because just the other day on TikTok, we got 230,000 views on a couple of videos explaining all these emails. 230,000 views. And the response was really, you know, heartening. People saying, oh my God, this is what it was about. You weren't actually some guy who went off the deep end thinking that Hillary Clinton, you know, converts into some kind of demon and eats children in pizza shops in broad daylight, like she's Grendel or something. This is what you believe instead? It's like, yes, yes, all these years I've been trying to explain what those emails were potentially about. And instead I was turned into some kind of character, and all my previous episodes on Joe Rogan and on Huffington Post Live, which prove that I'm a nuanced human being and not a fucking InfoWars character, all that content was deleted and wiped from the internet, and all that remained was the discredited conspiracy theorist who believes that Hillary eats children in pizza shops. Whoa. Uh-uh. That's not how I want to leave things. And so those 230,000 people who watched those videos yesterday, they're now going to ask questions, and they're going to read those WikiLeaks for themselves. And then they're going to talk to their friends and family and say, holy shit, have you heard about this? And then once everybody understands that scandal, again, it moves on to resentment of this weird central banking class who thinks they're our masters. They think that they are our masters. They come to us as oppressor. And cryptocurrency is one of several ways to break through. And so that's it, folks. Again, get the books. This has been such a pleasure. And I'll come out with new content when I feel like it's necessary. I feel like we've finally gotten closure on this one by way of how many people are listening to these episodes and how many people have been exposed to the TikTok content. We finally got our day in the sun. And that's all I wanted, was for people to take my research seriously. Don't need to be some podcast star like Joe Rogan or Ben Shapiro. Just wanted to be taken fucking seriously. And now I am, so that's great. That's all we wanted. Don't need to be any higher in these charts, which is why I'm not doing, you know, regular episodes from here on out. But again, if there's something big, I'll put out an update and see you guys over on TikTok and see you in the newsletter. And that's it. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.